question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, let's get back to it, everyone. Nice having you aboard with Mary and me for our World Travel get-together. And for today's installment of the Chief Travel Editor Series, we're going to welcome back Chip Rogers. He's CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
There's big news coming from Travel Pro. Maybe you've heard. In collaboration with Travel and Leisure, they've debuted a new collection of luxury luggage that blends style and substance in a modern way. Lots of practical features on the luggage, ready to accommodate all your adventures. These beautifully crafted, ultra-resilient travel bags pair the smoothest rolling hardside luggage with soft bags made from premium fabrics to fit your choice for travel.
You know, we've been traveling with Travel Pro. I've been saying this for a long time now, for 20 years at least. It's the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. You can check out the all-new premium Travel and Leisure collection to get exclusive savings at travelpro.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, since we can see that Chip Rogers of the American Hotel and Lodging Association is ready to go, let's get right into this Chief Travel Leader interview.
Nice to have you back aboard with us, Chip. Mary and I appreciate you joining us today on America's Number One Travel Radio Show.
Really glad to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you are very welcome. So listen, there are so many directions that we could go today, Chip, and unfortunately not all of it is good, but I do want to begin on a positive note. Last week, Mary and I, we were broadcasting this show live from the Water's Edge Resort and Spa up on the southeastern coast of Connecticut near the Rhode Island border, and their GM who was on with us shared they've had a solid year overall. We understand the time we're in. The place was nearly sold out last weekend, and that's 3 weeks post-Labor Day. Even their restaurant and the outdoor bar where we did the live broadcast was busy. We're going to get to some of the real struggles happening out there, but where are some other areas of the country, perhaps specific to hospitality and that sector of travel, that you're hearing are doing relatively okay during the coronavirus pandemic we're in?
Well, if you're near water, particularly the coast, and your state is not preventing you from having business, then you should be okay. You know, as we look at places like up and down the west coast of Florida, all the way through the panhandle over to Texas, those markets have done relatively okay because those states' economies have been open and people from some large population centers like Atlanta and Birmingham and even places like Dallas are willing to drive. And so they've done okay. I was actually at a hotel last week along the what they call the Gold Coast of Georgia, down near the Sea Island, St. Simon's Island area, and they were doing okay as well. So there are some pockets. Of course, most of that is associated with good weather, summertime, and beach activity.
Right, outdoors. Chip, like yourself, Roger Dow with U.S. Travel and Zane Kirby with ASTA and a few others in the industry have been regulars on the show, even more so, I'd say, so far in 2020. And a few days ago, I saw something that you posted. I think it was on LinkedIn. We agreed with it, and I just want to read the quote and then get into what this is for our listeners so they know about it. The idea, and this is a quote from you, the idea that Congress would leave town without some kind of relief package is shameful. Myself, along with leaders from organizations representing both the public and private sector, held a press call to discuss our newly formed COVID Relief Now Coalition. The coalition now includes 225 organizations. Our simple message, no recess without relief. Washington, D.C. is dysfunctional. I think as Americans, we're paying the price for it. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. Politics aside, share some of the immediate needs that you and the coalition are trying to secure for the hotel industry.
Well, it's really, at least for our industry specifically, it's how do you survive between now and next spring? Because, you know, we were just talking about a few of the bright spots, and that's good news for those limited hotels. But in reality, across the board, it's been pretty devastating. You know, summertime is the time of year when hotels make their money to survive through fall and spring. Yet this year, as an industry, we never really got back to that break-even point across the board. And your largest employers, those urban center hotels that have significant food and beverage operations, those are the ones that have been hurt most, and that's why there's so many jobs that have been lost. So, you know, what we're looking for out of Congress is assistance, another round of PPP funding, we think is critical, especially for those businesses that have been hurt most, and then access to these low-interest loans. When the entire CARES package was passed way back in March, seems like a lifetime ago, you know, Secretary Mnuchin and others were talking about how successful the Main Street Lending Program was going to be. And now here we are in October, and the Main Street Lending Program that was appropriated about $500 billion has only loaned out a little over $1 billion. And so it's been a miserable failure. And, you know, there's a lot of industries and businesses that need access to those low-interest loans.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, so I'm going to kind of put a different spin on this with you. Mm-hmm. Next hour, David Banmiller will be joining us. We're going to get into the aviation sector of the travel world, which also clearly is hurting and also has really not had a good week, as we've seen all the numbers from the airlines, what's going on. When you think about how intertwined the world of travel is, clearly the health of the airlines is critically important to bringing in travelers to hotels for leisure, business, conventions, whatever. They also feed the cruise line industry, which the CDC continues to cripple. And, you know, thankfully, the Trump administration and Vice President Mike Pence stepped in this week to say enough is enough after the end of October, because many people, for example, they stay at hotels the night before or after a cruise. So any solutions that you and the folks in the organization are trying to kind of push forward for the hotel and lodging sector of travel or the overall travel industry in general?
You know, since the beginning, we understood that it was really a consumer crisis that we were facing, because there's different levels of fear amongst the traveling public as to whether they ought to be traveling or not traveling because of the coronavirus. I think layered on top of this now, of course, is the economic challenges that some companies and individuals are having, and they're making those economic decisions as well. But really what we understood from the very beginning was you had to bring all this together, from airlines to hotels to resorts to restaurants. We were all in this together. And, you know, for years, it's interesting, we've been making the pitch even to state and local governments about how impactful the travel industry is on their state and local budgets. In a sad way, our point is being made. If you saw that coalition you just referenced a moment ago, it included the National Governors Association, the League of Cities, the Association of County Executives. They all now fully understand what the impact is when no one travels. And so we're all in this together. Restaurants depend on hotels, and hotels depend on restaurants. And then a lot of other industries are also interdependent. And so we're trying to communicate that message that in most places it is very safe and clean to travel. And by the way, you're probably experiencing this as well. Prices are really good right now.
Yeah, they
so
are. Mm-hmm.
If there ever a time to get a good deal on travel, it's now.
Absolutely. There's great value out there. Chip, when someone goes to the site AHLA.com, they're going to see a quick pop-up that says 4 out of 10 hotel employees are still not working. That's a staggering number. If you sideline 40% of almost any industry, it's going to have major consequences. So even if the government steps in again with support and private investment or funding happens, how realistic is it that these jobs are going to return? What are your predictions? I know it's speculative, but what are your predictions on that? And especially when we look at some of the major hotel properties that are beginning to close.
Yeah, I think we're stuck kind of where we are now for a little while because, you know, even in under normal circumstances, the demand for hotels as we go into winter usually wanes a little bit because there's almost no leisure travel. And so you're going to see those numbers, at least in total number of employed, stay where they are. You know, the real scary part is that unemployment rate because of two things. One, folks, at some point, they move on to another industry, which is not good, especially if we've invested a lot in training people for the hotel industry. The second thing that's happening, as you just noted, is many of these hotels are closing for good. And once they've closed for good, not just temporarily like in a resort town, but once they're out of business, you know, those jobs are gone for good. That hotel may open up a few years from now, but they'll have to start from ground zero again trying to rehire people, and that is a very costly and difficult task.
It really is. I mean, we're seeing properties here in the New York City area, the Times Square, Hilton, Omni Berkshire, Palmer House, Hilton, Chicago, a favorite. I know San Francisco. So there's a lot of places, Las Vegas, a number of properties as well. We could keep going, but we've got about a minute left with you. And I want to give you the opportunity, Mary and I, we won't say anything else. I want to give you an opportunity to talk to the country. You know, we're on 440-plus radio stations. You got well over a million, maybe almost 1.5 million that we reach. Anything, any message you have for the country, things that they might be able to do or something that you want to share with them today?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's been a push, and it's an appropriate push recently for messaging the fact that we need to save our small businesses in America. There's always been this idea and kind of this nostalgic notion that that these small businesses are really the heartbeat of a community, and a hotel is no different. The hotel industry is not like the airline industry. We're made up of thousands of small business owners, most of them located in the community where the hotel is operating. And this is really, really important. Is we've got to save these businesses and we've got to save these jobs. These are small business owners. And so right now is a great time to go to a hotel. Prices are fantastic. The weather in most of the country is outstanding. So if you can extend your summer a little bit longer, do that leisure travel. Take a chance and do some business travel. I've been on probably 25 or 30 flights since March, and I feel very safe as well.
Well, Chip, we're going to leave that there.
So it's a good time, and it's safe.
Thank you very much for that. And Chip, listen, we always appreciate the check-in with you. Thank you for all the passion and efforts on behalf of the hospitality sector of travel. Stay safe. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chip.
All right, Chip Rogers, I like what he just said there. And folks, AHLA.com is the website for the American Hotel and Lodging Association if you want to go check them out. As we pause for this quick break, be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. We still have really so much more ahead for you today, including more of our check-ins with affiliates around the country later this hour. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back with more after this quick break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.